How has Jericho changed in the years you lived here?
It has changed a bit, but not a great deal, really. I think the old Jericho people would say it's different completely, but I think that perhaps the friendliness is not quite as friendly, because I think it's the times that we live in. Before, you could go out your front door and leave it open. You know, nobody would think of walking in, because, you know, there was no sort of robberies or anything about then. You could go out all day and leave your door open on the latch, and people would never even dream of walking in. But now, of course, you can't cross the road without putting the latch down and, you know, having to get in with a key and that all the time. I think this is what we miss, really. But I mean, there again, it's the things with the times, you know, you just have to go with it, go with the flow, as they say.
As your children were growing up, what would you have done in your spare time?
No, let me see. Not really a great deal. We didn't really go out an awful lot, but if we did, we had to have a babysitter, obviously. So we'd have to pay the babysitter, and then we'd go out to sort of clubs, like the University Press had a club down on Walton Street. We'd go there from time to time to discos and parties and functions and things that were on. But other than that, we didn't have a great social life, other than perhaps the pictures or something like that. But when the children grew older for the pictures, I would take them. My husband wasn't a great lover for the pictures, so we tended not to go too much, you know. But I always liked the pictures, because this is the only thing we sort of had when we didn't have a television, was to go to the pictures and sort of, well, let off a bit of steam, and then you'd sort of come home and go all through the films and everything, you know. But I've always liked the pictures, you know, really.
Did you go back to work when your children were older?
I started work again at St Edward's School in when Simon just started school. Yeah, that the youngest had just started school. I think he started the same day as I started work. He started school. So I left him off at school feeling a bit sad because he'd gone to school. And he didn't bother. He just said, "Cheerio, Mum," and that was it. There was me thinking, oh dear, the last one's gone. And off I went to work, and I thought, oh, that's good. And then I cleaned there. I cleaned at school, and I worked there for 31 years. Then, due to my eyesight, I packed up. But other than that, I really had a good time, because there were boys there. They came from, I think it was 11 until 18, but they were lovely boys, really lovely. And then they introduced girls.